Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Doing Business in Bentonville. My name is Andy Wilson. I'm the executive director. And wow, do we have a great podcast for you today. Helena Gasson, welcome.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening around the world. Thank you for having me, Andy. Oh, this is amazing what you're doing.
It is so awesome to see you.
It's been a bit.
Yes, it has been a minute since we've seen each other. But to have you here in the studio, to spend time with you, I got to tell you, I'm so excited.
Well, the feelings are mutual and great looking studio.
Thank you.
I think we're doing a little bit of show business today.
That's right.
I like it.
Well, you are a busy woman. So to carve out a few minutes for us, I'm telling you, this is big. Now, we're going to get started, but first, you've got to understand who this person is. As you can see, Helena is a beautiful person, and not only outside but inside.
Thank you.
We've known each other for lots of years. We've worked at Walmart together. We've kept up some with each other, and we've now reconnected. And so, tell us about you, okay? Because what a phenomenal story. What a phenomenal life that you have. So let's get into that. And then we've got some great content to talk about today. But tell us about you.
Well, again, thank you for having me and this awesome platform. And to talk about me would first start to give God the glory that I'm here. There's been a lot of blessings that have come through my life. And it's happened through others.
Mm-hmm.
When I look back and when we were kind of talking about me coming on, you know, you start to reflect, how did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
And it starts back to how I was raised. My mom was very influential in my life, kind of setting the standard of you can do anything you put your mind to, as long as God is in your life.
That's awesome.
So that was kind of the benchmark, mm-hmm. right? So
right.
if someone tells you can do anything
right.
you can think of or want to do, that opens the doors up to a lot of different opportunities.
Yeah.
And through school, through college, through work and careers and different companies and nonprofits, mm-hmm. I always had that kind of foundation of I can dream it, I can do it with the right approach mm-hmm. and working through others, working with others.
Mm-hmm.
But when I tell you about me, I was a good student. I was a dedicated, hardworking student, but I was that same type of employee.
Right.
Strong work ethic.
Right.
It didn't bother me to put in the hours and to work. Mm-hmm. And we know mm-hmm. working at Walmart, I worked there for 16 years and you were way more years than that.
Yeah.
That is kind of the essence of mm-hmm. how you get through things, you
right.
know, just ordinary people doing extraordinary things.
That's
is
right.
what Sam used
right.
to say.
That's right.
Walmart and
yeah.
associates were. Where
yeah.
I was that when I joined the company.
Yeah.
I don't think Walmart made me that. I was already
yeah.
kind of ordinary, just going after it. And
yeah.
that happened and opportunities came up. And in general, I said yes to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Things that might have been bigger
mm-hmm.
than I had experience in, but I thought that I could do it. And I kept remembering what my mom said. So that took
mm-hmm.
me through how I interacted in
mm-hmm.
from college
mm-hmm.
To the first job opportunity,
mm-hmm.
joining Walmart,
mm-hmm.
getting a chance early in my career to mm-hmm. meet Sam Walton,
meet
Bill Fields.
Right.
And I met them at a time where actually I was like a temp associate. You
mm-hmm.
may not know this. I was a temporary associate in my hometown. My mom was recovering from a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I was employed with another company. And after college,
mm-hmm.
and I was supplementing my income,
mm-hmm.
and because I was having to stay out longer for her needs,
mm-hmm.
but during this time that I was in store 130, I hope I got that right. That's Muskogee, Oklahoma
yeah.
store, working as a temp associate. The short period that I was there, I met Sam Walton and Bill Fields.
Oh my goodness!
Oh my goodness is
That's,
right.
And they were probably touring the store, right?
And they were touring the stores,
of course.
They were touring the stores
awesome
and
story.
They noticed something different in the apparel departments
mm-hmm.
because while I was a temporary associate, they had seen, the store manager had seen
mm-hmm.
my resume
mm-hmm.
and said, hey, we don't get a lot of people to come through here
yeah.
with
yeah.
your background and we'd love to have you. And in fact,
yeah.
Have at it with wow. our apparel departments. And they let me merchandise, re-merchandise, display,
yeah.
organize and per Sam Walton and Bill Fields, the impression that was made is that I had done some things that they had not seen as a part of their process and procedures at that time. And they were like, young lady, we know you work for, I was working in the specialty industry. With a 1980s company. I don't even know if it's, they're not even still around. Ups and downs.
Are part
of the United Shoe Corporation. But anyway, they said, you might have a career with us.
Wow.
And I, in my head, I'm like, I'm in specialty apparel. Why would I? This is very nice, but... And they go, you just might want to consider, you know, we understand that you're here, very admirable, that you're here supporting your mom, helping her through her recovery. But you might want to think about us. Okay. We're a good company. And wow.
That's awesome.
Fast forward later, I go through working in operations or working in the stores, both on the East and West Coast. Had an opportunity to operate at a district level, working with David Hilsman. Rest in peace. I had a chance then to go to California, the West, when Walmart was expanding and they needed apparel specialists to come in, re-merchandise the stores to compete with another retailer with the letter T.
Absolutely.
I think you knew about that. And so I had, so all of this, I had this, I was a studied music at the University of Arkansas on a scholarship. I was a cellist in the symphony orchestra, theater major. My second instrument was my voice. Who would have imagined then to fast forward then to meet just iconic legends that said just a couple of things that planted the seed that I ended up 16 years with Walmart with the highest position up through as a vice president of Walmart International Merchandising. At the time that I was in that role, we operated in about 15 or 16 countries outside of the United States.
Wow.
So if it was apparel or anything that you wore on your body, accessories and all of that, it rolled up under me based in Bentonville. And then that experience, those exposures set me up for networking, for meeting new organizations, new people, being known in the apparel industry. And I had an opportunity to be recruited to the Limited Inc., the Lane Bryant division, at a time where they were at the top of their game.
They were.
I learned a lot.
Yes, absolutely. Great. They were a great company.
Great company.
Yes.
Great brand. And at a time when people were thinking, not treating the full-figured woman the way she should be treated.
Exactly.
And the options that she should have. Lane Bryant was at kind of the front of kind of changing that. So I those are, I mean, that's just one example of Walmart. Being at the Limited Inc. was an exceptional experience and education of learning fast fashion, merchandising, and their approach to the apparel market. It all set me up for new opportunities over and over again. And so when you say, tell me about you, that's the foundation of who I am. I take risks. I'm not afraid to try new things. I'm constantly learning. I come with this strong work ethic. And that kind of moves you along a lot of different opportunities to then serving in your community. I served. And all of the things that you were looking at on my dossier or bio, I started in a service role. I was a volunteer. And then those volunteer opportunities, I stood out as someone that gave more, did more, and had creative ideas, which then led me to serve on committees, which then led me to hold a committee chair position, which then an invitation to join a board, which I've had the opportunity to be a part of several boards. The Fayetteville Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors. The I can't think of the school's name. It's a creative school that was based in Fayetteville, but it's one thing set up to the next to where I am now as the chairwoman of the United Way of Northwest Arkansas Board of Directors. And in the 90-plus history of this organization, they've never had a woman or a person of color to ever hold this role. So you have to say there were some common threads that happened both in my career, outside of my career, in the community, that the foundation aspect of Helena, that's the best way to describe me. Not the titles, not all of the accolades and so forth, but I think that's the premise of who I am. And new opportunities are coming up every day, and I just feel big enough to go after it and learn from others. work alongside people, have fun while I'm doing it, and stay dedicated to it, because my work ethic, I won't stop.
Right.
And that, in a long story, kind of sums up me.
Well, I think there's a lot more there, and that's a great summary. And I wasn't going to say this until the end, but I'm going to go ahead and tell our audience this. Helena's going to come back.
I would love to come back.
Okay, good.
Right. Are you trying to make me cry? Right. Is this one of those talk shows you're trying to make me cry?
No. There's so much more. We'll talk retail and omnichannel today, but there's so much more here that Helena's got to go catch her airplane, so we've got to have a bit shorter interview today. But the point is, Helena, I do want you to come back because I've known you for a long time, but there's so much around leadership that I want to talk to you about, and I want you to share with us about your determination and your work ethic and struggles, and setback. All of us go through those things, and I want you to come back and talk about those things.
I would love to.
And share your knowledge and how you navigated those obstacles and objectives and all of that. So, okay, I just want to know. I was going to save that to the last. I can't. I just got to talk about
it. That was a teaser. You had me at, I'm going to have her back. I said yes, but you bring up a great point. Life successes are not just successes. There are those challenges that help to define us and that help us to be prepared for that next opportunity. Yeah. And so it would be remiss if we didn't address any of the challenges and things and how you said it, how I overcame it, and how I moved forward, and then what did it set me up for the next great thing.
Well, also, when we come back, I want to, in which we're going to attach to this information that we send with the podcast, there's a couple articles that has been, there's many articles been written about you, but there's a couple articles that I want to, that we will attach as we, when we do broadcast this podcast. And there's a couple articles, one from the Democrat Gazette. Mm-hmm. I really want to get that one out. It's an excellent article, and it's really Helena Gatz is still breaking ground and serving others.
Well,
such a great article.
Well,
I love
thank
it.
You. And you know what? I open when you said to talk about me. Many successes have happened through others with others. Mm. What I loved about that particular article, it gave the view of five other perspectives of people that were important throughout my life. So it gave a teacher perspective from high school. It gave a perspective of, I think we have a mutual friend. I know we have a mutual friend, William DeBose.
Absolutely.
Of how I got to the Walmart corporate office. And we met in California.
Yeah, we did.
So there's a lot of different people that are highlighted, and they give their view, their perspective of me.
Right.
And there are common threads, but that's what I think I love the most about that Democrat Gazette article.
That's correct. And then the second one is from Talk Business and Politics, Women in Business.
Yes.
I really want people to read that. I know it will inspire others, it will inspire other women, other young women, and just anyone about that. So we will get that out.
Well, thank you.
And the other thing, though, before we move into some of our retail discussions, I think we need to also give a shout out that you mentioned as a chairwoman, but you didn't mention the organization. I think we should talk about the United Way Northwest Arkansas.
I wanted you to say it first. Say the brand.
I think it's wonderful that what you just said, that you're the first woman, the first person of color to serve in that high-level role for United Way. It's a great organization, and it's wonderful that they have you in that leadership role. So congratulations for that.
Well, thank you very much. I'm serving my second term, but I go back to, I didn't even aspire to be on the board or to be the chair. I started as a volunteer.
That's awesome.
And then that volunteer, there were opportunities to brainstorming sessions for new fundraising ideas. And one of my ideas took hold. They implemented it as one of the kickoffs to the fundraising season. And it did well. We did it a couple of years. And I guess someone said, hey, this young lady's bringing ideas and bringing new people, new viewers, and new donors to this organization. We could probably use her in a greater capacity. And then that's where it went to serving on a committee, then leading that committee. And then my name was brought to the board at that time, and I was voted into board of directors. And in short order, then I had a, I was taken, when someone offers to take you to lunch and they need to talk to you about something, yeah be prepared. And it was the furthest thing from my mind, but the current chair, Joe Lloyd, who is officer vice president at Tyson, had served in the chairman role for a while. And I had a chance to serve under his leadership on the board. And sometimes people are watching you from afar and they see things in you that you might not see for yourself. And he was one of the first ones to bring up the idea that for this time, where this organization is right now, the person that needs to lead this organization is Helena Gaddison. And they got the staff and the executive committee to agree. And then, of course, the vote went to the board and voila, that happened. So, again, it's an exceptional organization. I knew the organization. You and I knew the organization back at Walmart days. You know, we gave through the workplace giving campaign. That campaign is still alive. Organizations can still offer this to their employees to make donations. It's a lot more options now of where the money can go. But the United Way is one of those key organizations that employees can route their money to. And the United Way is not a singular organization. Their hands are in so many things. I think that's why I love it. We underwrite and support and nurture and grow and lead so many things from education to across the board.
Well, best to you on that. And one other thing, I know you have events and all. Now, you know, I do, I broadcast live events. I'm just want you to know that if, so if we can support you in any way, United Way or anything.
I'm writing that down.
Let me know.
Yes. And I'm going to go ahead and say yes. You're booked. We accept. A wonderful alliance and partnership doing business in Bentonville. But a great organization. And thank you for allowing me to give a plug to the United Way of Northwest Arkansas. They're doing great things and will continue to do it through others within the community.
Okay. Well, now we're going to talk retail a bit.
Let's do it. And retail is detail.
First of all, congratulations, 4 years with Conair. You're celebrating your fourth anniversary.
That is correct. Yes. Okay. 4 years, Conair, a leader in personal care appliances. When you say the name Conair, most people immediately think of a hairdryer, and they should. It's the pedigree of the company. A 64-year old company, believe it or not.
That's awesome.
And but we're more than hair dryers. I say if it has a plug or a battery can go in it, Conair is involved with
it. I love that.
You know, it is. That's pretty simple. That. That's a lot of stuff when you look around. But I have to give a shout out to them. A very entrepreneurial spirited type of company, which aligns very nicely to my...
That's how I would describe you.
I can work in a box, but I work better outside of the box. Conair embraces that. In fact, they seek out people with that type of perspective, and they allow you to dream it, do it, execute it, and so forth. And so it has been an exceptional 4 years, some really big things that have been delivered. I have the opportunity to support the Walmart and Sam's Club businesses. And I do need to share with your listeners how broad Conair's brand is, because most people think of only dryers and hair appliances like curling irons and flat irons. But we do men's and ladies grooming, do oral care, We do travel items, garment care. So steamers and irons, dominant player in that category. We do heating pads. We do air purifiers.
Wow.
I mean, the list goes on and on. We own Cuisinart. You know,
I did not realize that.
Most people did not.
Yeah.
And then you think in the beauty department 46 category. Mm-hmm. So you see us in the appliance category, but we also have like Scunsy and Allegro. Those are your makeup and cosmetic bags. And then the elastics, all the little rubber bands and hair fashion accessories. That's all up under the Conair brand. So to say, now I'm not over all of those things, but I'm over many of the categories.
Right.
And it's fun every day to come in and to look at new products that are in the R&D hopper for innovation. And that's what we bring. I think that's why Walmart and Sam's love us for the innovation, for the value that we bring to the shopper, to the member, and we keep it going. You can kind of trust in the brand. There's some numbers out there. Now, we're a privately held company, but when you think about how the consumer in the U.S. thinks of us, there's a high brand awareness in the 90s of most people recognize the brand, trust the brand. And then when you start thinking about all those products that I name, there's a high percentage of people, family households, that have a Conair brand in their household.
Oh, we do. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm sure I want to go, how many, know what we play in, I want you to go back and look at all of the
more
items.
Than I thought.
More than you thought, right?
That's right. That's right. Because I had my coffee from one of your...
the coffee maker, yes.
Yeah.
See?
There you go. I did not know you.
Well, hopefully your listeners are going, oh, I didn't realize that. So so 4 years, you know, it seemed like it was just yesterday when I joined. But being in the role that I'm in, which is primarily focused on sales and merchandising strategies to implement for those key retailers, it is... It's challenging and rewarding because we are trying to keep our strategies alive while supporting the strategies of the retailer.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, there's a point where those meet. And then at the end of the day, who wins? The shopper, the consumer, the member.
Right.
And that's where the magic happens. So Sam, you know, when I met him all the way back in those days, who would have imagined that all of my experience working with Walmart and other retailers, but coming back and being able to utilize those skill sets to give back to Walmart and Sam's, it's a very interesting full 360 story that we can't get into today.
Yeah.
But it kind of talks about what I said in my opening of how one opportunity opened the door for the next and the next.
Well, you know, just a quick comment, you know, and you talked about Walmart, and we're going to get, like you said, more since you've now made a commitment to come back. We're going to get a lot more into that. But, you know, Walmart has been, it's many of us are there a long time. But the thing is, Walmart's helped us so many.
Absolutely.
It's no telling what the numbers are. How many people that started their careers, worked there, or went on to do other great things in their career, but had that foundational piece at Walmart.
Andy, you bring up an excellent point because I talk about it from the retail side of what I learned and did in Walmart and Sam's, now being able to apply that, being on the other side, the supplier side, and then using that to give back to them, hopefully in a major way. But I also think about, you realize that I did a lot of presentations within Walmart, and which afforded me to present in Tokyo, to present in New York, in Washington, D.C., on behalf of the company. Those opportunities have set me up to now. I am a featured speaker on topics of leadership, networking, personal branding, and even dining etiquette at the University of Arkansas, at John Brown University, and other organizations have hired me to come in to speak on those topics. And I go back and I think, all right, well, I studied theater music at the University of Arkansas. That was definitely a foundation to help me to have this stage presence, if you would say. But then I have to also look at the 16 years. The majority of that, I spent a lot of time presenting. And I know you remember those Friday merchandise meetings. You were kind to me. Because I was always that apparel girl going after something very aggressive. And I think you guys like that. But that experience and that exposure set me up to be really good at what I'm doing now. And not because I say it, but it's because these organizations are having me to come back. Yes. They conduct surveys, right, asking their user and listener, hey, mm-hmm, was this content, right, that Helena delivered useful? And I can't, mm-hmm, it's not slowing down. If anything, right, it's just spreading.
Well, of course, it will. Okay, now, there's a lot of Walmart and Sam suppliers that view our podcast. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so as you think about that role and that you're in, mm-hmm, which that's what you do, talk to them about how you handle your role at Conair and how you communicate with the merchants and with the people you come in contact with, because maybe some of our audience today, they're new into these roles, mm-hmm, or they're not, but they're also interested in learning and growing. So share some of your wisdom and knowledge about,
sure,
that.
Sure. Okay. Again, I have an advantage that I spent time in the retailer.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be silly to say I don't tap into the knowledge that I had and apply, right, that in how I tailor my communication to them.
Right.
When I'm tailoring my communication to them, either an opportunity, a challenge, mm-hmm, whatever it may be, I'm always thinking of, mm-hmm, them, mm-hmm, and what their needs would be. Mm-hmm. So my first advice is know them like the back of your hand. Mm-hmm. Know their current strategies, know some of their current challenges, and let it be that the opportunities you're coming to present provide solutions.
Right.
And that's when I look back at my book of wins, mm-hmm, over this very short, right, 4-year career with Conair.
Mm-hmm.
I've presented Walmart and Sam's with, I would think, solutions for their given modular, mm-hmm, for their given category or division, mm-hmm, that it was kind of hard to say no,
mm-hmm,
because it was like, hey, you thought through this. Mm-hmm. You really did the due diligence. You did the work to look at where we were. Mm-hmm. You listened, mm-hmm, to where we were trying to go, and you formulated a strategy, a merchandise strategy, mm-hmm, or an item strategy or a category strategy, mm-hmm, to help us to get past that, mm-hmm, and to grow market share and sales. So the first thing is know the retailer. Be able to offer solutions, mm-hmm, that get them to their goal.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, in negotiation, you're always thinking about, right, what does the other side,
right,
want to achieve out of this,
right,
looking for those win-win situations.
Right.
And then the other thing is I'm transparency.
Mm-hmm.
I try to talk their lingo. I mm-hmm, do listen, mm-hmm, but I do try to prepare them for anything that might be something that's coming down the road that, mm-hmm, could impact their, mm-hmm, in-stock, or the delivery, the set,
right,
date of the mod,
right,
they know that they can trust me to tell them what's going on,
right,
so that there's not a lot of surprises getting hit from the side or whatever.
Right.
And so that's building that foundation of trust,
right,
that, you know, when they do decide to partner with our company on something, they know Helena's going to be with us for the long run, and, mm-hmm, she's going to keep us informed, mm-hmm, throughout it. And so I'm there at the beginning of the strategy all the way through the end of it being executed.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping them informed, that transparency, building, mm-hmm, trust, mm-hmm, that only solidifies the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sets you up for the next thing.
Right.
And, you know, I could give a whole bunch of other bullet points, but that would be,
yeah,
my advice.
Good.
For someone that even didn't have the experience of working at Walmart or Sam's before.
Right.
Because it would be silly to say I'm not tapping into relationships of people that are still, yeah, working there that,
right,
I know, but that only goes a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
That might open the door for you, maybe, mm-hmm, but really it's about having a sound strategy that provides, okay, solutions for the shopper, for the consumer.
Well, I think that's great advice for our guests today. Now, you know, when, I don't know if you even know this, but when I was coming up through Walmart, you know, they had what it called a fast track, and you were definitely part of that, and I was part of that, and I actually went into merchandising for 2 years,
okay,
and I bought boardswear. I don't know if you knew that. It was,
I did
way
not
back.
Know
you
that.
Probably didn't. And that's before I was into operations. And
okay.
So, and, you know, one of the things is I didn't know anything, okay? And we have a daughter, so I bought boardswear. That wouldn't make sense. You know, I knew nothing. Yeah, I knew a little bit about
but you got a
girls,
great
but
stuff.
Nothing. Yeah,
there's,
but anyway.
You got so, great stuff.
Yeah, so it's actually a fairly easy category. But the thing was, my development as a merchant, mm-hmm, is it really began there. But there's probably five people, suppliers, that I worked with, and they trained me.
Yep.
They taught me.
The category.
The categories. Yep. They taught me either the merchandise. They taught me so much. So the point is, your role as, you know, if from a supplier to a Walmart merchant
is
critical.
Absolutely.
It's critical.
It's the partnership, but it's also the teaching and the education of it, because every person that's coming in, you know, there are a lot of people on Fast Track, right?
Right.
So they're coming in with no background, just like you did at Boardswear, and they're reliant on those core suppliers.
Right.
You got to trust them.
Yeah.
You're not just trying to sell something in, right?
Right, right.
And so understanding their strategy, they being the Walmart or the Sam's, whatever retailer you're working with, understanding their strategies, where they're trying to go, showing the added value that you bring to the table, and then building that relationship of trust that, hey, trust me on this, that I'm guiding you, educating you through this.
Yes.
That's a formula for success for any supplier, whatever category that you're in.
And you can't, you know, and you've mentioned the word trust 5 or 6 times already, and you can't overemphasize that. You're right, because the trust is critical.
Absolutely.
And I know when I was young, I had suppliers I didn't trust, and because it wasn't about longevity, it wasn't really
one win. Yep.
And so I think that's critical, that relationship. So good. So what else do you want to talk about around the Conair experience, around the relationship with the Walmart buyer, a merchant, anything else there? Because you're giving some great advice so far.
I would, if given the opportunity, I'd love to just emphasize that building the relationship with the merchant where they trust me, that I'm there as their partner. I do have that added advantage of, but it's been some years since I retired from Walmart. So I don't know all the latest, you know, everything, but the foundation and the principles of Walmart, I know that.
Right.
And so I use that to my advantage, and I do share my cell phone with all the merchants. All of my merchants from all of them have my number, so that they have that feeling of confidence that if something comes up, let's just say they're out doing a store or club visit and they see something that is either from a competitor or our products that are good or something's off, they have this comfort level to text me, to reach out to me. That's magic right there. It doesn't have to wait until a formal email on a Monday if it's something they see over the weekend. And it's reciprocal. So if I'm out and I'm at a competitor and I see something that I think they should move on, that this might be a new opportunity, I don't feel bound by the days of the week.
Right.
We're at that level, and that's a bonus when a supplier can get to that relationship level with their merchant, that you can send text and they're going back and forth.
Right.
And then that, I want to believe that's how I'm getting things done faster than the average.
Right.
And we're seeking out those new opportunities. We're seeking out those voids. And I think that's what Walmart and Sam's needs content for.
Right.
Not just same old, but helping you to move the needle, keep in mind of the consumer or the shopper need. And that's what you need the supplier for. That's a supplier partner.
Right. That's awesome. Okay. Now, holiday is approaching.
Yes.
Is there any exciting products or anything that you can talk about?
Okay. Yes, there is one, and I can talk about it now because it has released.
Okay.
And the momentum is out there. All I'm going to say, and lean in with me.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's called Curl Secret. Now, this is launched before.
Okay.
But it's Curl Secret, if you would say 2.0.
Uh-huh.
It's a newer version of an auto curler. So curls are in. You see, I have curls today.
They look awesome.
Thank you. And curls, when are curls not in? But curls are really, really in.
Okay.
But there's new ways to do curls. You can have the beach wave curls. You can have the loose curls. You can have a lot of different tight curls. But think about taking each little section of hair and having to do it with a curling wand. Well, that's what most of us ladies we've been accustomed to doing.
Okay.
So think of an auto curler that takes that section and curls it for you in seconds. And you that means you can move faster.
Okay.
And you can have more consistency in the curl. Mm. Your arm doesn't get tired. Well, it was launched on TV with a particular retailer. And the consumer is definitely responding to it and excited about it coming back. But what you're going to see definitely over the holiday is it rolling out in a major way. There's a 360-degree media and marketing campaign around the item. But the secret is out.
Okay.
So it's okay for me to share that. So keep an eye on that. So that's one in our beauty category.
Okay.
And we have one of our garment steamers hot off the press just this week.
Okay.
We just shared it with the company yesterday. The world knows. We had one of our steamers selected as the 2023 best steamer by Good Housekeeping.
Wow.
And I might forward you that that link.
Do that.
Because it's pretty cool. And it's one of our newer steamers. It's a travel steamer that's dual voltage. Dual voltage means it can work here in the United States and then you when you travel abroad.
That's nice.
So, and it has kind of a flexible head so that you can get all aspects of your clothing or whatever you're steam, because you can steam curtains, you can steam shoes. Mm. One of the key things that we won during COVID time period is that we taught the consumer about a garment steamer can help to kill bacteria. So we started adding that icon online as well as on some of our packaging that it kills 99.9% of bacteria because of the temperature.
Right.
That steam. So think about it. You can't throw your sofa in the washer.
Right.
Or the pillows. So some of those hard to wash items like your curtains and dry cleaning is not always affordable, but a steamer actually can kill and actually refresh those type of fibers. So, that's hot off the press. I mean, literally, we just shared it with the group. You heard it here, everyone, but it's out there, Good Housekeeping.
Okay.
The model number, if you need to look it up, is the GSC24, but it's a travel garment steamer, and it's in a very fashion-forward mint green color, so you can't miss it. It's not black. It's not gray. It's not steel. It's a really pretty mint color. So anyway, those are the tidbits that I leave for this holiday.
Yes.
There are other things, but those are two major hitters that from Conair that your listeners need to know about.
You know, don't you love retail?
Isn't it exciting?
It's fun.
I mean, we are getting so excited over curling and
a steamer.
You know, but
you didn't know, right?
I know, but that's what we do. We
that's
love
what,
it.
Yeah.
And I know. I love retail. I know you do too.
And I do.
So many of our guests today that are watching, they love retail. That's why we're here. It's exciting. Okay, we're going to look for those two items.
Okay, look for them.
Okay.
And I promise to your listeners, first of all, I think it's going to be easy for you to find. But if it's not, I'm going to go ahead and share you the link so that they can easily maneuver to it. And again, as we build up to holiday, you're going to see more and more retailers rolling that out in their stores and, of course, online.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot more to come. That's what's fun about being at a retailer at Conair. You know, they are always innovating and looking at their research and development of how we can provide solutions, not just to the retailer, but at the end of the day, the end user is who? The shopper, the consumer, the customer.
Okay.
And so when you always have your eye on that, how could you not always be working on something new?
That's right. Now, Alina, I want you here for another hour, but you got to go catch a plane.
Yes.
And
unless you have a personal plane or jet that you're going to fly me in, because I'll accept that as well. Now, I do have to let your listeners know one other thing.
Okay.
Andy and I go way back. I threw up a name of William DeBose. He was the first person to find me out in the stores in California, a good friend, and he was my boss.
Right.
And I first came into the home office in what department? Department 24. Boys wear. Mm-hmm. Listen to that. Common thread. But Andy and I also go back.
We could be related.
Yeah. Your
maiden name's Wilson.
Yes.
So there we go.
I think we are related.
I think we are.
That's one key piece. Another aha is that one Saturday morning early, back in the day of Saturday morning meetings, I was rushing to Saturday morning meeting. And lo and behold, there was a runner or you were on your bike. I cannot remember which one it was.
That I was runner then.
You were runner. Yeah. The runner then. You can do both.
Back in the
day, I almost hit you. Yeah. In our neighborhood.
Gladys.
And why was I doing it? I was looking in the rearview mirror, not because I was looking for cars or runners. I think I was checking my lipstick or something like that. I'm just being transparent, being honest. And we caught up later that day in the office, and you let me know, I think that was you. And I'm like, oh my goodness, that was you. I'm so sorry. And thank you for having me on your show, even with knowing that.
You did almost hit me that day, but the good thing is I hit the sidewalk and I'm safe. But you know, that we've laughed about that.
Yes.
And it was funny, and I'm glad I recognized you. But you know, Helena, you're an exceptional individual. And
thank you.
There's so much more we want to talk about. And as I said at the top of the show, we want you to come back, and we want you to we want you to talk about, you know, that what we're all interested in, and that how did you navigate all of these things, you know, and how did you get here? Mm-hmm. And then I think what people are, and I know I'm still this, what kind of helpful things can you share with us? Talk about the struggles, as I mentioned earlier, the things that were difficult in your life, because we all face that.
Absolutely.
And we all lean in and look for that knowledge, that support, that encouragement.
Yes.
And I want you to come back and share those type of things with us. And then we'll get more. I want to get more in the articles that we're going to share. I want to talk about those some more. And just, you're just, I just want you to come back. I mean,
I'll be back.
As I said at the top, you're a beautiful person, and I want you to come talk to our listeners and our audience and share so much more about you.
Well, consider it done, and it's an honor to be here today and to have the invitation to come back.
Absolutely.
And we'll take a deep dive. As deep as you want to go for the next one. And thanks to your listeners. Hope this has been fun and intriguing and valuable. And have fun this holiday season. Yeah. I mean, retail is detail, but retail also should be fun.
Right.
And sell.
Right. Absolutely. And we have a lot of products from Con Air to sell.
Yes.
So we got to get on that, get that done. So I know.
We appreciate everyone's support.
Okay.
Curl Secret and our travel steamer. Yeah, go get them.
Oh, this has been so much fun.
Fun.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And again, to all our audience, thank you so much for joining us at Doing Business in Bentonville. You know, our purpose is retail, is omnichannel, and it's really helping to demystify all of this omnichannel experience. And again, thank you so much. You've been wonderful, and we appreciate you watching and listening. And you can find us on your favorite channel that you watch streaming on, from Apple to Spotify, and of course our website, Doing Business in Bentonville. Thank you again, everyone. Thank you, Helena.
Thank you, Andy.
Okay.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.